When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Brothers and sisters, this part starts singing, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. In Arabic terminology, such a phrase, I mean, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, is known as تَفْدِيَة, which means the expression of sacrifice. It is normally employed to show one's deep veneration and love for the addressee. Its original construction is said to be فَدَيْتُكَ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. So the phrase فَدَيْتُكَ is hidden, it is elliptical, so that's why it remains بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Some believe that expressing sacrifice is permitted, according to the Shi'i school of thought, as well as most of the Sunnis. However, some others consider that this thing is makruh, it is abhorred, and say that a Muslim cannot be ransomed. The correct view, however, is that it is not abhorred, it is not makruh, because it appears in our authentic traditions, from our sources. Our sources are replete with the instances of the companions of the Prophet, of the companions of the infallible Imams referring to them, talking to them like this. Without any prohibition, and especially for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we see this. Besides, what is meant is not the literal. Rather, it signifies kindness and righteousness. And for this very reason, one who does not have a father or mother may also say it. So that's why we say it is not that literal.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, brothers and sisters, desire by saying, Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, declares that he gives preference to Imam Hussein alayhi salam even over his parents. He is the one who prioritizes Imam Hussein alayhi salam over the others, over the best of the best in his life, over his father and mother. And preferring Imam Hussein alayhi salam over his parents is in reality preferring the peak of the truth, because the Imam Hussein alayhi salam is always and will be the manifestation of the truth and haqq. He never thinks or does or commands anyone to do anything that is contrary to the truth. We address the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in Ziyaratul Jami'a Kabira, and we say, Al-Haqqu ma'akum wa fikum wa minkum wa ilaykum. Truth is united with you, truth is within you, comes from you, and returns to you. So, the meaning of expressing one's sacrifice of one's parents is this. This is prioritizing. We are trying to declare that Imam Hussein is a priority even over our parents. Whatever he says, whatever he does is taken as preference. His words precede the words even of our beloved parents. Hence, if all there is any kind of contradiction between him and our parents, he takes priority. If we ponder over this carefully, we would come to realize that whether we express the words of sacrifice or not, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt always have a priority over every believer, because they are the epitomes of religion, and whatever they say or do is in complete harmony with the pleasure of Allah. In the beautiful words of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the pleasure of Allah is our pleasure. And this is what he has said. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عام لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين